Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Thanks to Don Queen for this information, which I am reading for an email that he sent to us. Manuel Urena and his brother, Sid Urena, were born on a family farm in Atawanda near Los Angeles, California. His brother, Sid, was blind, so when he reached school age, the family sent Manuel to join his older brother at the California School for the Blind in Berkeley, California. The California School for the Blind in Berkeley was a very progressive school and had begun sending its high school age students to the local high schools. What Manuel learned in later years, all Mexican-American students were enrolled in vocational non-college programs. Fortunately for Manuel and for the organized blind, the high school mistakenly enrolled Manuel in the college prep program. When CSB learned of the mistake, to their credit, Robert Campbell, director of advanced studies, said not to change it, but see if Manuel could handle it. Manuel could do the work, and upon graduation from Oakland Tech in 1952, was accepted into the University of California, where he obtained a master's degree in Latin American history and later a teacher's credential in 1956. That is where I met Manuel, who was taking an intense survey of Latin American Spanish literature. Because of the volume of books to cover each week, he had been advised against taking the class by the professor. I remember seeing his reader making trip after trip from the library to the T building, loaded down with books. He learned to skim read and to train his readers to do so and do it in Spanish. Through the blind students group, he began working with Dr. Tenbrook and Alan Jenkins on a study of CSB and employment for blind teachers in California, which would have an impact on the employment of blind teachers. During this time, he married Pat Frazee of San Leandro. Manuel was from the beginning a leader among the blind students and local CCB chapters. When Kenneth Jernigan was appointed to head the Iowa Commissions for the Blind, he hired Manuel to come work in Iowa. Manuel and Pat's daughter, April, was born in Iowa. When the CCB secured the establishment of a program manager for services for the blind, the Urenas returned to California, where Manuel became program manager in 1973. Manuel, working closely with the CCB, was able to preserve California's legacy of services to the blind. The Orientation Center for the Blind, the Venerable Counselor Teacher Program, blind reader services not covered by colleges, consumer-based appeal panel, business enterprise program, BEP, and maintaining the position of counselor specialist for the blind. Manuel retired in 2003 after working for 30 years at the Department of Rehabilitation.
Dr. Isabel L.D. Grant. I had the great good fortune of having Dr. Grant as a teacher. Dr. Grant was born in, I believe, Scotland. She became a teacher as a sighted person. And when she lost her sight, she fought to have the right to remain a teacher. She succeeded, and I had the privilege of being one of her students. It was very much toward the end of her career. I entered junior high school in 62 or 63. And it was her last year as a resource teacher at Washington Irving, what we then called junior high school, in Eagle Rock, California, not too far from where I am now here in Pasadena. But Dr. Grant was a no-nonsense lady. She had traveled around the world 7 times and was very proud of that fact as an independent blind person. And those of us who were fortunate enough to even have a semester or 2 semesters under her wing, I think we learned some lessons that lasted all of our lives. First of all, we had a homeroom in junior high, and she made sure we learned about elections. We learned as 12, 13-year-olds about the rudiments of Robert's Rules of Order. And she basically gave a number of us the grounding in how to function in a democracy. I think my first stint in that homeroom, I think it's where I began to learn to be a secretary, and I've been a secretary at various areas over the years, but I think I was the secretary for the homeroom. And she was no nonsense. She had definite ideas about how blind people should function, should be independent. And we learned those under Dr. Grant. And of course, ultimately, when ACB split in 1961, which was a year or two before I encountered her, she stayed with the Federation. And of course, her biography has been out for a number of years, which I keep telling myself I'm going to read and have not ever done that. But I still intend to, because she was truly, for many of us, the first blind role model that we had. And she was an amazing woman. I think the term that people use these days is a force of nature. And I owe a lot of my thinking about blindness and being an independent blind person to Dr. Isabel Grant.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
I don't know about you guys, but I am really enjoying these Hall of Fame clips. I'm learning so much history about CCB. It's amazing. So welcome back, everyone. I am Lisa Presley Thomas. If you don't know who I am CCB's treasurer. Before we get started with tonight's session, I just wanted to mention that we failed to say earlier when convention started that our theme this year, which is Come Back to the Future with CCB, celebrating 90 years of achievement in the blind and low vision community, was submitted by our board member, Pam Metz. So thank you, Pam, for giving us that great name for our convention this year. I want to go ahead and introduce our president, Mr. Gabe Griffin, who is going to do our invocation. Mr. Gabe.
Father God, we just come to you today. We thank you for all the people that have helped to make this convention possible. We thank you for the technology that allows us to meet like this. We just ask that you bless us and be with us over the next few days as we do the business and make the decisions that are going to guide the organization over the next year. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Gabe.
Full speech.
Next up tonight, at this time, do our remembrances. So we just want to take a little time to acknowledge our fellow CCB members who have passed away over the last year. So if you would like to remember someone, please go ahead and raise your hand to be called upon. I see Judy with a hand. Can we get Judy unmuted? There we go.
Just a little over a week ago, we learned of the death of Gil Johnson, a longtime guide dog handlers member and library users member. In fact, I wouldn't appoint him to the library committee in Sacramento until he joined Kahlua, and he did, by gosh. And somebody else may talk about this, but he was an amazing editor of the Forward magazine for guide dog users for years, and it became a well-regarded publication under Gil's tutelage. I met Gil first in 1974 when it was rare then. He reopened my case. I was a full-time employed teacher, but he reopened my case in the Department of Rehab so that I could get an opticon. And it really helped me get through till the time when we had scanners. And I really thank Gil for that. I also, since he moved to San Leandro, would often meet Gil on the street up walking our guide dogs. And my dog was Carly with a C, and Gil's dog was Harley with an H. We'd often be in meetings and Carly, Harley, when people didn't know quite, neither did the dogs. They couldn't hear the difference. Anyway, I'm so saddened by this event. And Gil, we will miss you greatly. Thank you.
Hey, next up we have Regina.
I'm going to read it because I don't think I can get through it unless I read it. It is with a very sad heart that I let you know our longtime devoted and talented member, Charles Dickens, passed away early on the morning of January 24th, 2024. On behalf of our ACB Capital Chapter and the entire California Council of the Blind, we extend our deepest condolences to his surviving loved ones, including our very own Venus Dickens. Not only was Charles an active, steadfast member of our chapter, encouraging all of us, young and old, but he had a long career as a professional musician and entertainer. He was a very knowledgeable ham operator, a technology buff, even in his 80s, and a real people person. Joe Green and I were honored to have him play the piano for our wedding in 2015. He capped off his accomplishments with his portrayal in the radio drama of Don Suarez and Country of the Blind, sponsored by our chapter through the Intervision Theater and performed at our last in-person state convention. We truly will miss you, Charles, but are glad you are able to rest in peacefully. Your friendship and your spirit of welcome and kindness will live on in all the lives you have touched until we meet again, my friend.
Okay, next up we have Nellie Emerson.
I want to remember Anthony Signorelli. He was a very dedicated member of CCB, and he served his community through his professional employment. He was also involved with Active Blind Incorporated, and did a great deal in the leadership for the Glendale Burbank area chapter of CCB. He is greatly missed, and we love and appreciate him very much. Thank you.
Okay, next up is Vita Zavali.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Yeah, I would also like to remember Gil Johnson. Gil was a very dear friend for Frank and myself. And along with Judy, we all live in San Leandro, all had dogs. We would dog sit for each other. But, you know, and Gil has a very long history of being in the blind community. He was a rehabilitation counselor in Colorado for a long time. And he worked for the American Foundation for the Blind. And he had other positions, but he was always assisting in the blind community. And the one thing that I just really appreciated about Gil is that everyone he met was a potential friend. He just had this, you know, he went through a lot of hard times in his life. His daughter passed away, and he and his wife then adopted her three children. And so they basically went through parenting twice, first with two children and then with three in their older age. And that's huge. But Gil did not let these things get him down. He was always smiling. He was always happy to meet people. And even when he moved to Southern California, we kept in touch. And so, Gil, thank you so much for your friendship. We will always think of you with love.
Okay, next up we have area code 916.
This is Venus, and I, Venus Dickens. What could I say? I'm glad. The only thing is that I'm glad he didn't pass during the holidays. I prayed that he wouldn't, and he didn't, which was nice for me. He was very gentle, very loving. He loved people. He loved parties. We both loved Christmas, and his birthday, which passed, it was in March, and then Sunday would be our anniversary, 29th. We've been together for a lot of years. We met at Enchanted Hills Camp, and we became friends first, which was good. You should be friends first before you go any further. And we were, and it we actually, we got together in 95, and we've been, you know, together since until he passed. And we always said that we were connected, which we are. I will miss him. He would love listening to the convention on his either his computer or cell phone if we couldn't go. And of course, I'd hear it with him. He was I don't know what else to say. Dr. Grant was one of his teachers. In the 50s, he told me a little about her, how she faced a tiger. He remembers that, and yes, he remembered her. He remembered her biography. He would always tell me stories about when he was a kid. And he was very humorous. He had a sense of humor. In fact, he was a great showman. I don't know if I could do what he did. I'm a musician, but I don't do what. You know, I don't do what he did, which, you know, but he could play anything, pretty much anything. And he always dedicated this Beatles song, Something, to me every time he would play Something, and I would know who it was for. And after that, I would squeeze him. I'd give him a squeeze, and he would do a Jerry Lee Lewis song and always imitate Jerry Lee Lewis on that, a whole lot of shaking going on. Anyway, I'll miss him. I still do. And we're going to have his picnic memorial. We're going to have a picnic. That's the kind of memorial that, because we both loved picnics, so and we would go to every chapter picnic when we could, you know, we would, because we just loved picnics. And he'll be sorely missed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go next to Jordan Miranda.
Hello, my name is Jordan Miranda, and I would like to honor Anthony Signorelli. I did not know him, that he had passed, until Nellie Emerson spoke about it just now. But I remember he was very outgoing, and he had a very positive perspective. And I remember him at the Viejas convention And I remember sitting with him at the table at that convention. I'm sad that he had passed.
Okay. We have no more raised hands at this time. I'm sorry. As soon as I said that, I knew that it would happen. Roger Peterson.
Okay, thank you. I had a little addition about Dr. Grant, that when Mitch talked about her. Number one is that I remember asking her one time after Ken Jernigan, after President Tenbrook died and Ken Jernigan took over, I said to Dr. Grant, why do we not hear about international things anymore like we did when Tenbrook was president? And she said, because Jernigan is from Iowa. And she had this very stern Scottish accent. And Kathy Skiver has told me that Dr. Grant used to be the guard outside Ken Jernigan's door at conventions, the president's door, and Kathy would go to see him, and she would say, what do you want to see him about? You know, she was like a policeman. But that's all. I just thought that she was wonderful. I didn't know her very well, but I knew her, and I loved her when I knew her. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next up, we have Nicolette Noyes.
Hi. Venus, I'm very, very sorry for your loss. I first met Mars and Venus at Enchanted Kills Camp at least 20 years ago, and the two of them were the embodiment of a loving relationship. And I used to tease him about being Charles Dickens. He had the most wonderful smile, wonderful sense of humor, and the two of them were such a wonderful added addition to Enchanted Hills Camp and any other organization that they've joined. So I just want to express my deep sorrow at your loss, and he will be well remembered. So you take care and be safe, and at one point you'll be able to remember him with a smile instead of tears. Thank you very much.
Okay, next up is Artis Bazin.
Hello. I just wanted to mention that the Glendale Burbank chapter lost one of its members, Alan Gumrus. He was a longtime secretary for the Glendale Burbank chapter.
I might add he was very active. I don't recall if he ever went to a state convention, but he's very active. Alan was very active on the local level. I don't recall if he ever went to a state convention, but he was, again, very active. He was our secretary since I started going to Burbank. And he was somebody I went to school with since, I don't know, first or second grade. So I'm going to miss him. He has moved on.
I'll just mention that I knew Charles and Venus Dickens before I started getting involved with CCB and ACB, because Charles loved old-time radio. And Bob Acosta and so many of us would sit in the Radio Out of the Past rooms. We would meet up with Charles and Venus. And Venus had a difficult time telling John and I apart. So she would walk up and say, hi, both. And that took care of trying to figure out who was who. But I remember both of them very well, and we had long chats about a lot of things and enjoyed being with each other. And I was very unhappy to hear about Charles passing a couple of months ago. And Venus, if I can find your phone number, I will give you a call so you can walk up and say, hi, both.
Okay.
This is Gabe, and if there's no more hands up, I'm going to jump in here for a second. And I just want to say that I knew, I think, just about everybody that was mentioned here, with maybe the one exception, but this time for me is always kind of bittersweet. It's always sad to know that we've lost some folks, but I was kind of sweet to hear the tributes and the remembrances. So thank you, everybody who spoke. And yeah, you know, these people are all going to be missed, and you know, definitely played a huge part in maybe not on the state level, as was said, but definitely played a huge part in the lives of those that they touched. So yeah, definitely going to be missed. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Well said, Gabe. I couldn't have said that any better. Thank you.